Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Lamed Gimel, Gittin 33a, pagination is 65, will make reference to the Mishnah on the previous page, and then we'll begin. The Mishnah told us, Barishona, initially, Hayosa bezdin mimakam acher umevatlo. A husband who sent a get to his wife was still able to be mevatel the get, to nullify its effectiveness, by making a group called a bezdin in front of him, wherever he is, and declaring the get terminated. Keep in mind that a get has to be given of the uncoerced free will of the husband. And if he, after sending the get on its way with a messenger to his wife, decides that he no longer wants to give the get, he would be able to make this declaration in front of what's called a bezdin. We'll see later, question whether it's two people or three people that we're discussing. We also have another discussion of whether his being mevatel it is going to actually be mevatel the get, or he's being mevatel the shlichus, the messenger. And the difference, of course, would be what happens if he wants to reuse the get after this episode. If indeed he can revoke the intent with which the get was written, then you can't reuse the get. If, however, all you're doing is being mevatel the shlichus, the giving of the get, and the messenger's authorization, then if at a later date he chooses to take this get and deliver it with the same or a different messenger, but with a new appointment, then he would be able to do so. That's a machlokas rishonim described in the Orach HaShulchan, Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, Si'ifim Kuf Mem Zayin, and Kuf Mem Ches. In any case, this is what initially was able to be done. He could, independent of the woman, independent of the messenger, simply nullify the get. Hiskin Rabban Gamliel Azokin, Rabban Gamliel Azokin made a ruling, a legislation, Shalayu osim kein mipnei tikkun ha'olam, that people should not do this because of the rectification of the world, because of tikkun olam. We were afraid of what might result if people would do this. And one of the points for discussion which the Gemara needs to address is how strongly did Rabban Gamliel make his takana that you can't do this nullification with this bezdin? Did he make this legislation that you simply shouldn't do it? Or did he make the legislation so strongly that if you did it, it wouldn't work? And once you released the get by messenger, the only way you could nullify it is by notifying the woman or notifying the messenger en route. But before we go there, we begin our Gemara, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph, about 10 lines from the top, at the end of a line, and try to figure out why Rabban Gamliel made his ruling that a husband should not nullify the get through this Bezdin method. Says the Gemara, Mepnei Tikkun Ha'olam, the reason given was Tikkun Olam. My mipnei tikkun ha'olam, what were we worried about that's being fixed? Rabbi Yochanan omer mipnei takanas mamzerim. Rabbi Yochanan says the fear is that she would get married based on the get, not knowing that it had been nullified and was ineffective. And from her second husband, there would be mamzerim. She would be living with somebody thinking she was doing the right thing, thinking she was divorced. And the result would be that once she found out, she would certainly separate from that husband, but the children that she has from that second husband cannot be rectified. They are mamzerim. Rish Lakish amar mepnei takanas agunos. Rish Lakish says, we're not worried that she won't hear about the nullification in front of Beis Din, but we're trying to protect that once the get left the husband's hands, he shouldn't have the opportunity on a whim to nullify it, because she'll be in aguna, she'll constantly be in this very difficult situation where she's not in a functional way married to the current husband, but she's still chained to him and is not able to move on with the divorce to remarry with somebody else. And the Gemara helps us to understand this by hinging this machlokes on a different discussion, namely, how many people would this declaration be stated in front of? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mepnei Takanas Mamzerim. Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the fear is that she won't hear about the nullification and she'll get married and she's going to have children from the second man. Savalak Rav Nachman. He was following the approach of Rav Nachman to Amar Befnei Shnayim, that the nullification only has to be done in front of two people. Uve Terei Les Luhu Kala. And two people, in front of two people, that doesn't have the public nature of the declaration to make sure that she would hear about it. Vehilo shama, she might not hear. Velo yada, she wouldn't know. Ve'ozla u'mintzeva, she would go and get married based on the get that she thinks she was given. Ve'ika mamzerim, and the children would be mamzerim. So again, Rabbi Yochanan, who's worried she would actually act on the get, is because the nullification is only taking place in front of two people. For Rish Lakish Amar, and Rish Lakish says, Mepnei takanas agunos, we're trying to help her from this chained, difficult situation. Savalok Rav Sheshes, because he holds like Rav Sheshes, the Amar Befnei Gimel, that the declaration would have been made in front of three people. Uve Telasa Islihu Kala, and in front of three people, three is a crowd. That's considered public. People talk. Once you have three people, word will get out. Vishama, Vyada, she certainly will hear, she certainly will know. Velo Mintseva, she's not getting married based on the paper that she was given that looks like a get, because she knows it was nullified. Vitakonas Agunos Hudiika. But we want to discourage the husband from acting like this, because once he already sent the get with the messenger, enough. If he's just going to be able to grab some people and nullify it, she's going to be in a vulnerable situation for this prolonged transition out of the marriage. We still acknowledge that he could run after the messenger if he wants. He can still run to the woman and tell her it's nullified, but he doesn't have that easy out. And that's what Rabbi Gamliel accomplished, that he can't just grab some people, make this Beis Din, and make his declaration. The Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanon, Bitlo Mevutol Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe, which is the way we paskin, holds that if the husband did nullify it in front of a Beis Din, it would indeed be nullified and the get would be ineffective. In other words, even though Rabbi Gamliel made a recommendation, a legislation, that you're not allowed to do this, not supposed to do this, however you want to word it exactly, but the fact is that if a person did do it, it would nullify the get, according to Rebbe. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Eina yachal lo levatlo velo lehosef al tana'o. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds that he can't nullify it. Shim kein ma'koach Beis Din yofet. Because if he could nullify it, then what was accomplished over here with the legislation? They said don't do it, and the guy does it anyway. I mean, obviously you're dealing with a person who's, something's up with him, that he's nullifying a get that he already sent. It must be that when they made the legislation, they made it so strongly that the nullification would not work. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.